people of color with white minds on those juries that have no understanding of the average reasoning person of the black community. Point number 10, you ready for that one?
Yes.
Point number 10, we want land, bread, housing, education, clothing, justice, and peace. How many for that? We want land, bread, housing, education, clothing, justice, and peace. And as a political objective, we want national liberation in a separate state or territory of our own, here or elsewhere. How many want that? Some of y'all scared to raise your hand. Hell, you scared he might ship us out to sea? You scared that Peckinwood might walk in here right now and say, all right, niggas, all you niggas sitting in there with all that African stuff on, listening to that shiny ball-headed nigga up there. All right, niggas, just give me back everything in here belong to me, niggas. Everything. Give me my clothes, niggas. Here we are sitting in here looking at each other buck-naked. Sitting here buck-naked. Say, give me the shoes, nigga. We sitting here buck-naked, barefoot, looking at each other. Give me the microphone, nigga. And the microphone jumps right out of my hand. Give me my tables, nigga. Give me my chairs, nigga. Now we all standing up buck-naked, barefoot. No microphone. Give me the lights, nigga. These are my lights. Here we are standing up buck-naked, barefooted. No mic, no chair, no table, in the dark. Is that all right, nigga? Give me the grease out of your hands, nigga. Here we are standing here and lost the grease from our head. All right, nigga, give me my ditches. Are you fine? Are you coming to me? Yeah, you got the damn teeth. He said, nigga, give me the buildings. Here we are now, standing up, butt naked, no shoes, no chair, no table, no mic, no light. The floor right out from under us. The building right out from behind us. And all around us, and here we are, outdoors, butt naked, in the dark. He said, all right, nigga, give me back. You talking all that talk? All right, buddy. Give me back, nigga. Give me back everything that belongs to me. Nigga, I've taken over Harlem. Nigga, get off the ground, nigga. Here we are, jumping up and down, outdoors, in the dark, but nigga, barefoot, no place to sit, no table, no light, no mic, no building, no floor. It's all right, nigga. You still, you crazy nigga. You dedicated nigga. You jumping up and down, buck naked and barefoot. I took the mic from you, nigga. I took everything from you, nigga. But you still listen to that nigga. All right, nigga. Give me my language back. Now the nigga standing up in front of you can't even talk to you no more. Here you are thinking, all right, nigga. You thinking in English. Give me back my thoughts out of your head. Here you are, blank-headed nigga. Can't listen no more. Buck naked, barefooted, in the dark, no building, no floor, no chair, no table, cold as hell. And the crackers say, all right, nigga, I got air rights.
Stop breathing.
I got air rights. You niggas can't breathe my ass. You niggas can't be in my ass space. Brothers and sisters, we need a separate state or territory of our own.
Yes, sir.
Yes, we can buy land, and we must buy land so that we can practice nation building.
Yes, sir.
Buy land so we can practice nation building. But when we buy land, understand that the deed that we have in our hand that we got from the white man, if you read in the fine print at the bottom, it says the United States government maintains the right of eminent domain, which means that the property costs $100,000. But you wanted to make sure you owned it. You gave the cracker $200,000 just to make sure you owned it. But it says at the bottom of the deed, the United States government maintains the right of eminent domain. So you fail to pay all of them higher real estate taxes, and the white man come in, even though the property only, the land only cost $100,000, you paid $200,000 for it. The cracker can still take it, can he?
Yes, they do.
Can he still take it?
Yes, sir.
What about the popular vote and the electoral college vote? Did George Bush win the popular vote?
No, sir. Did not.
Who won the popular vote?
The people.
Gore, right? Gore won the popular vote. But even though Gore won the popular vote, Bush won the what? Electoral College vote. Hey, I'm not into that. You take your Electoral College. You take your goddamn popular vote. We in the New Black Panther Party believe that the vote should be a revolutionary weapon. That the vote should be a cock hammer. And we only use it on certain issues at certain times for certain candidates. But stop being a white man's nigga getting in line to vote every time there's a damn election. It should be a revolutionary
weapon.
Based on the cock hammer principle.
Let me read on. We want land, bread, housing, education, clothing, justice, and peace. And as our political objective, we want national liberation in a separate state or territory of our own, here or elsewhere, a liberated zone, New Africa or Africa, and a plebiscite, a what?
A plebiscite.
A vote, a what?
A vote.
A plebiscite to be held throughout the black nation, in which only we will be allowed to participate for the purposes of determining our will and divine destiny as a people. Free the land, up you mighty nation, you can accomplish what you will, black power. We believe that the black man must focus on all of these 10 points and this program, this platform. And we close with these words. We believe that the white man has proven to be absolutely disagreeable to get along with in peace. How many disagree with that?
None.
That the white man has proven to be absolutely disagreeable to get along with in peace. No one has been able to get along with the white man. All the peoples of color have been subjected to the white man's wrath. We believe that his very nature will not allow him to practice true sharing, fairness, equity, and justice. Therefore, to the red man and woman, to the yellow, and to the brown, we say to you, the same rabbit dog that been